सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव त्वमेव बन्धुश्च सखा त्वमेव त्वमेव विद्या द्रविणं त्वमेव त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव समस्त जनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणतक्लेशनाशाय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः
In the world, actually, every person is a leader. Why we tell that everybody is a leader? Because for every person, there are some followers. Even if a child is there, there are some are looking up to that child. So we cannot tell that, you know, I'm not a leader, but Trump may be a leader, I'm not a leader. I'm just giving vote. No, everybody is a leader. So that's why the slokas are applicable for each and every individual. Also, last time one thing we saw that here Bhagavan Sri Krishna is telling these things to Arjuna. That means, see, Arjuna was a very successful person. He was the greatest achiever, and he didn't know in his life what failure is. He has never, always successful. But the same person, a time came, he was feeling so much weak, because in the battlefield he told Bhagavan Sri Krishna that okay, take the chariot to the battlefield. But after Bhagavan Sri Krishna took the chariot, then only he failed. Before that he was okay. Before the war started, he was completely all right. And he has defeated the Kauravas twice. And even the enemies, they are so much afraid of him just to hear his name. Arjuna, when they hear, they tremble in fear. But same person, today he is not able to hold himself. He is not able to stand on two legs. He is not able to hold the bow. And forget shooting somebody. Okay, he could not do anything. So that means this kind of problem, it will come to only successful people who are very successful in the world, only they will have problem. A person who is completely dumb and dull will have no problem at all. And a stone will have no problem. Okay? Only those who are successful, those who are doing well, a time will come when some difficulty they will find, some difficulty will come in their life, at that time they will be completely broken. They cannot do anything. So we'll read this sloka, then I'll tell the meaning.
Klaibhyam masmagamah partha naitattvayupapadyate kshudram hrudayadaurvalyam tyakto tishtaparam tapa.
Last time we were seeing this one, that because of some situation, when one is overcome with weakness, at that time, generally what we do, suppose let us bring that to our home. Suppose I have a child, and the child is a very good student, and always we want him to be the first in the class. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Suppose I want my son to be the first in the school, in the class. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? It's a good thing, isn't it? Then I told. But suddenly, when he is going to the exam, he's just shivering. The exam day. Otherwise, he was preparing. Every time he has got a plus and school, he has kept record and everything. But today is the final exam. And when he is going, he's trembling from toe to the top of the head. He's just trembling. And he's not able to, where the pen, he's asking, Mom, where the pen? I forgot. Pen he's holding in the hand. He's nervous completely. And what you'll do at that time? What you'll do? As the great mom and dad, what you'll do at that time? What are you doing? Isn't it? Today the exam day, all these years, the entire year you kept up that first place, and today the exam, and today you are behaving this way, isn't it? We will tell that way. Whatever is happening, but at least we will tell, Bhagavan exactly told the same thing to Arjuna. When a person is overcome with fear, with weakness, at the first thing and he is afraid of everybody, because Arjuna was afraid of the people who are around, the Kauravas, and he has got a lot of people on his side also. Who are on his side? Arjuna said, who are there in the battlefield?
Krishna.
Only one person is there?
Yes. All the Pandavas
are there. And they are not ordinary thing. They are great heroes. But he didn't consider anybody, as if nobody is there. On his side, who are there to help, he considered them as completely useless. And on the Kaurav side, they are quite powerful. That means the entire world is of no use to him at all. Nobody can help him. Suppose Bhagavan Sri Krishna will tell at that time, Arjuna, do you know? They are there to help you. Will it work? It will not work, because he knows that they are all there. So that's why when a person is fraught with weakness, at that time, the leader who has to remind that person his or her own inner strength. Outside strength, if you tell, okay, you have got this one, you have got all these people are there behind you, all the five brothers are there, all this, it will not work, because he have no value for them at all at that moment. Only thing is, if you tell, no, help is there, then you have come from this heritage, it will not work. Always remind him his or her what strength? Inner strength. Why it is required? Because he thinks that all his brothers and all the armies who are in the Pandava side, they are of no use at all. Okay? So inner strength. Always you will see like how we handle things. We'll never, like even our own children, always we'll tell them, don't worry, I will help you. Okay? I'll take care of you. This is the way we give false promises to our children. Better, don't worry, I will take care of you. But then the child grows, okay, mom is there, dad is taking care. Mom and dad, they will take care of me. So he is just growing carefree. And suddenly he sees that dad is having the heart problem and mom is having the head problem. Then what will happen to the beta? Now beta is completely shattered, because these two people, they promised me that they will take care. Now they are having the problem. Never give false promises, okay? That is not true. Always, if you from the very beginning, if you tell that, Lord is there to take care of you. And he is there within, and he helps everybody. That inner strength, that is the first thing. And Bhagavan is doing that. He is reminding him the inner strength. Second thing, he is behaving in this manner in the battlefield. Previously he was all right. In the battlefield, is it okay to behave that way? Suppose somebody has died in the family. Suppose I'll go and will start beating my chest and will pull my hair. I have not pulled my hair because of that. Suppose I'll do that way. Then will you like? If somebody, some calamity is home, calamity is at home, then will we behave in that manner at home at that time? Tell yes or no? Okay, nobody's telling. No. That time you have to be strong. Suppose you are playing baseball and you are wearing that dress and everything, that stripe and everything, and suddenly the ball is coming 100 miles per hour, and at that time you just run away because ball is coming. At that time you have to stand and you will tell, okay, no, the ball is coming, it will hit me. Then we don't play there. Isn't it? Like we want to get married because it is very nice, isn't it? On that day, first day at least, we'll sit on the throne. Have you said? The drama you have done, all the things, isn't it? Very interesting. One will sit, high chairs they will bring, and our leg will not be touching the ground because it's so big. And both of them, they will be sitting like monarch and a king and queen, they will be sitting there. And everyone will come and they will be wearing those, that long, that sari kind of thing. I don't know what it is called, that big one.
Lenga
thing. Three or four people they will be holding and you will be walking in the front. You will sit, that everyone will come and they will shake hand, they will give you gifts and everything. So that is very nice, why not? And after that, but that day at least, camera will be there. Can I take a selfie? You will see that day a lot of inspiration. And of course, that is actually that day, because of that, only it goes for some days. Otherwise, it will break on that day only. Because that inspiration, everybody, okay, chalo, happy, get married and be happy. Ever after, all those things, when you hear 100 times, actually that mantra will be going on in the mind for some days. Isn't it? But then something happens, everything is opposite. So now, when we remind the person who is fraught with fear, who is fraught with weakness, he is not only his inner strength, but impracticality of showing this kind of weakness in that place, in that atmosphere, he should not. This both the things should be there. Inner strength and how that kind of behavior doesn't suit in that place. Two things. Then what will happen? The person will not go down, will not quit. The tendency to quit, that will not be there. Okay, I will do the things. Then Bhagavan is telling Klaibhyam Masma Gama Partha. When he tells Klaibhya, by telling Klaibhya, that means he is telling that you should not behave like a Klaibhya. You should not behave like an important person. That is the job of a courageous person. War or the battlefield is not for weaklings. If you feel weak, don't go there. After going there, then you will tell that, okay, my head is spinning and my hand is shaking. There is no point. Chudram hrudaya dorbalyam tyakto tishtha param tapa. In this manner, he arrests or he stops the person to quit by reminding the inner strength and by telling the impracticality of showing this kind of behavior in the battlefield. Bhagavan has arrested his tendency to quit. Then Bhagavan is reminding him the higher purpose. That is not sufficient. We should remind him what the main purpose of life. The Bhagavan reminded him the higher thing what he can do. Tyaktva uttishtha param tava, Arjuna, get up and fight. That means do your work. Generally at home we do, This is our advice to our children. Don't do it. And after that, what to do? We don't know. We only give half advice. What is that advice? Don't do. It will not work. In the morning, like in a marriage, this problem all of us we face. I don't know how everything is going well, and suddenly the child will tell that I want to marry. Whom you want to marry? A Chinese. They will not find anybody in India. There is so much of population problem is there, and will not find a single one. And suddenly we have to find somebody from China. And mom and dad, they don't know what to talk. They are completely as if somebody has put a peg in their mouth. Now they cannot tell anything because she's not here at all. She wants to marry somebody from China. They will tell, why marry a human being who has little eyes? Because China, they don't have eyes. They like a hole here, like a line kind of thing. Isn't it? And his nose should be there. He has no nose, no eyes. Can you? They cannot tell anything. Only they will tell, don't. That. Then do you think that I am to stay like a ghost throughout my life? But that I tell to whom to marry? But they cannot tell because they have messed up their life. They cannot tell. So in this manner, so when we give advice, don't do, that doesn't work at all. Don't give any kind of advice to somebody that don't do. Tell at the same time what to do. Then that is good. If you tell, don't do it, and do this one, that is called encouragement. Suppose you tell, don't do it, discouragement. Discourage. That means you are discouraging a person. A leader should always be encouraging. Because encouragement energizes even in the time of depression. Suppose somebody is depressed. What we observe? Suppose the wife is depressed. I'm telling, she has the luxury of getting depressed because he cannot. Why he cannot? He has to go to work. He has no time to. Because one should have time. What are you doing? I'm little enjoying, little depressed. Because one has time. Like people who to go to India, after coming there, when they go there, they have jet lag. And when they come here, jet lag. So 6 days, aaram se, so jump. Jet lag. So now when one is going through the encouragement will even inspire at the time of depression. Somebody is depressed. If at that time we'll go on telling, oh, why are you depressed? You are so mean. And then that person can never get up. Never get up. Because we are trying to put that person down. When somebody is depressed, we want that person to be more depressed. Encouragement. In the morning I was telling, in our ashram, in Sandipan ashram, now what we have seen during our time, means when we were in India, at the time I have seen some elderly people who have retired, who has no other work, they come and work in the mission. And they will be there for 1 or 2 months. Then the third month you will not see them. Again, another person, new person, somebody will come. And they will work for in the beginning for 1 or 2 months, then suddenly they will disappear because they are not responsible for anything. So it really, so many times the work will just stay. It will not be, because somebody has to be there. But now the entire work, you will not find a single, even middle-aged person. Everybody is young people. And they are taking such big, big responsibility. No, it is because Swamiji always gives, Swami Tejamananji always encourages. He will never have never seen, he will tell no. If somebody comes with a proposal, the Jyoti Yatra, you saw Jyoti Yatra, isn't it? You know, that was given by that proposal, one Swamiji came, by young Swamiji, he told us, Swamiji, we should do this way. Yes. He will not tell no. But our tendency is, the moment we have no plan, but if somebody tells, immediately put cold water. We will not allow. That is not the nature of a leader. Leader is who always encourages. But of course, if somebody will tell that, you know, I want to kill 10 people, give me a gun, Uddhunu, I want to encourage you, take this gun. There you tell, no. But somebody is telling that, I want to put a hibiscus plant. Go, encourage. Okay? Only this, our children, why they don't listen to us? Because they see that we are very negative. In Emory University, Atlanta Emory University, isn't it? So there was a camp by the youth. In that, on the last day, all the children were sitting, and there are so many people have come, professors and some religious people also, they had gone there. So last day, there are question and answer session. Everybody was sitting in one place, and people were asking questions, and somebody was answering. Then one girl got up, and then she asked the questions. Then the one of the judges, one of the professors, he asked, what is your name? She told, my name is Meena, but my parents call me Meena, don't. You understand what I mean? I don't. Is there anybody don't like that kind of thing? Is there anybody? There is no don't. Like how we add some prefix, doctor something. Here, Meena, suffix. Meena, don't. That is her degree. And she is up to here. She is so angry. She is telling that, why don't you do this kind of camp for our parents? Because how we discourage. You tell anybody, any child you ask, how your parents are, Swamiji, they are not. They don't encourage at all. Indian parents, I don't know. Everything, no. If somebody will tell that, mom, do you like Chinnamishana? Yes. Do you like the classes? Yes. Do you like the acharyas? Yes. But I want to be one of the acharyas. If they tell, what you will do? Next day, you will tell that, give my registration fee. I have done the mistake of bringing this child here. Would you like? You tell yes or no? I don't think anybody will like. Because for the face, I can know that everybody will look at the other side. Acha, okay, at least two are there. That is a great encouragement. Yes. In Sandipani Ashram, in our batch, we were six, we were there from Odisha. So we were there, one person came from Odisha, and he came to know that he is a mission devotee. But we didn't know because we were not associated with mission, only Sandipani Ashram we came to for study. Then he came to know that six of us are there. So he was very encouraged and he wanted to meet us. But in the ashram, we cannot meet people, that is not allowed. But in the lunch time, he came, and after the lunch, he came and he talked to us and all those things. And he was very happy. He told that, you know, all of you have done so much and you have taken the sannyas, this path. So that means up to six generations you have purified. That is a belief. Okay. Then he just praised us like anything. And then at the end, one of the brahmacharis asked that, how many children you have? He told, I have four. He was a principal, but now I don't know what has happened to him. So many years now. And you can send one, two, for the brahmachari course. Do you know, he got so angry on us. Till now, it was okay. He was praising us like anything. And when you told one of them, you send so many children you have, one you send them to mission, to become a brahmachari, work for the mission. And he got so upset. What do you think? Are they in my control? Then why you are telling, praising others, when other children are going for brahmachari, then you praise, but you don't want your own children to become a brahmachari. What is the problem? Actually, it's better if one becomes, even doesn't get married, that person will solve the country's problem by 100%. Just see one couple, they married, you know how many, after some days, they have got 10 or 12. For them, how many houses will be done, then how many schools are to be opened, how many doctors are to be appointed, 100 things. Then you save the... See how many, when we came here too, now our children, then their children, their children. After that, it will be one city. I'm not saying that is the way to solve the country's problem, but surely population will be much reduced. But we don't want to encourage. If somebody is going in the right field, we'll discourage that person like anything. So at home also, if the husband is becoming now becoming a little more religious and sitting and praying, then suddenly the wife will have cold feet. That he is becoming spiritual now, I think he will leave me and go. Then she will make all kachori and puri and everything, and she will feed, it will be gone. Forget sannyas. Home is better. No. Do encourage. Don't discourage anybody. Okay. In the world, nobody encourages. Nobody encourages. But a leader is he who is of the nature of, who will encourage everybody. You, one thing, always tell, do that. If the children at any time they tell to do good things, tell them, yes, do. If your spouse tells, do it. So that everybody will love you. Don't put a question mark. Why? The next one.
Asochyananvasochastvam. Prajñavadam savhasase. Gatasu nagatasumsa. Nanu sochanti panditaha.
When a difficult situation, you know, a person's thinking, either one will go to the past or one will go to the future. One cannot remain in the present. Whenever, I remember one, he is a heart specialist and he has his own practice. And he does a lot of cases and everything because he's very successful and everything. And he's the only son, only child of the parents. Parents are in India, and the parents will dad will tell, beta, you have not come here for so many years. Please come and see us, we are getting old. He's a very nice person. And he will tell, yes, I will come. But he cannot go because he won't practice. Then he has to give to somebody, so who is hassle. So he doesn't go. It's not that he doesn't want to go. He wants to go, but he could not go because of this work. Then one day suddenly dad passed away. Heart attack. And now it is already 5 years. Till now, that is not gone from his mind. Why I didn't go to see him? And his case is not that much. That heart, I am curing so many patients. I would have easily cured the surgery and he would have been okay. And it was not a severe case. I could have saved him. But he could not because he didn't go. So he feels always guilty that I could not. Dad was calling me. He was asking, but I could not do anything. This is called guilt. Now, dad has gone and you have not gone. Forget. If you have gone, that is okay. But by not going, it is not that you have done a crime or something which has to be removed throughout life. You, on your own, you decided not to go. Everybody has to, journey has to, life journey, it doesn't stop for anybody, whether one goes or one doesn't go. It just goes for everybody. Everybody has their own time. So, we always go to the past or the future. When you go for the past, like there is one couple, newly married. One sadhu will come to their home for bhiksha because they are very nice. They will give some rice or something. One day when he came, this couple, they didn't open the door. But he was hearing some noise, something over here. Then he banged the door, then they opened. When they opened, the wife is, she's blood all around. The husband is, his teeth is broken. All these two layers, the denture that is broken. Then he asked, what happened? I want my son to be a doctor. Then the other person is telling, the husband is telling, I want my son to be an engineer. They say, oh, that is good. If doctor, because they make good money, engineer also, they also make good money. Only thing that one will be laid off for some time, but that is okay. But again, they get a job. So both are quite okay. So you also want your son to be a doctor, doesn't matter. So everybody is thinking good. They get the child. Then he asked, what the child wants? And they were surprised because the child is not yet born. They are married recently and they are planning for the future of the child. They think the future. So we never remain in the present. Are you get married and stay for some days, and when the child is born, whether the child will be born or not, we don't know. Whether we will conceive or not, that is also a question. And now we are planning for the child whether it will be a doctor or engineer. That is no good at all. Either you go to the past or the future. Past is already dead. Past is, like suppose you have eaten some food. When it food, then the food converts into filth. Then we reject it, isn't it? After it goes out, do we see that, oh, yesterday I ate this rasgulla and this rasmalai and all those things, and this prasad, temple's prasad, everything is gone. Do we see that? It is gone. Suppose somebody has eaten meat and all, it is gone, okay, we don't look. But if the rasmalai, it's the same thing. Past is just like that, filth. Nobody should stir it. It will stink more. But future is like the unborn child. Past is like the filth, and future is like unborn child. Both are of no use at all. But when there is difficult situation, when everything is all right, I am very balanced. But when things go little issue, at that time I go to the past. Why? I was thinking to join Sandipani Sadhanalaya. I have applied also. After the interview also, interview is also selected. Why I didn't go? And why I got caught in this? Then now repenting. What's the point? And now how, think of how to handle this sentiment. Don't repent now. That is of no use at all. But we go to the past. Or to the future, what is going to happen? Some people, one of my relatives, if her husband will go to work, he will go in the scooter, and she will think that he is going to meet accident. I don't know, have you met this kind of people? They will tell, okay, I think they are going to accident. Child will go in the bus, I think the boss, they will listen to some news or something, they will tell, boss is going to have accident. I think something has happened to my child. In this way, they will go, unnecessarily, they will go on imagining. But a leader is he or she who will remind the person or bring the person's mind to the present moment. Will not allow to go to the past or the future. It is of no use at all. It is all wastage of energy. And in this world, asocha means don't worry. Asocha. For whom we should not worry, Arjuna is worrying. And for whom we should worry, he was not worrying for that at all. If we can, you know, we have no problem with us at all, because financially we are all well to do, financially. Education wise, we have quite good education. And house, we have got shelter. We have got quite good health. And we have got this instrument we have. And we have got a nice spouse. We have a nice house. We have got a computer. Everything is there. But somehow, if you can stop these two things, not allowing the mind to go to the past or to the future, we are okay. We don't need God or anything. God is not somebody that we have to tell him, haanji, haanji, haanji. No. To keep the mind in the present moment, that is called spirituality. Spirituality is not that somebody is there in Vaikuntha, we'll go and surrender to him, and put our attendance every day, and we'll tell that, you know, you are great. No. To keep the mind in the very present moment, don't allow. When it is going to the past, break that habit. It is just, we can do that one. So the mind is with us. All other things we have no control. We have no control over our children, our spouse, the dog, the job, the health condition. We have no control. But we have control over our mind. Mind is the most obedient entity in the entire cosmos is the mind. Whatever you tell to the mind will do that. Now it is doing that. Whatever we are telling to the mind is doing that. Mind cannot do otherwise. It doesn't have its own freedom. No. I'm telling the mind that I should study now, but mind is telling that, okay, let us go and play cricket. No, mind is not telling that. Because we have made that habit of making the mind extroverted, that's why it is becoming that. Otherwise, whatever we tell, now we tell the mind, let this body be here. It is sitting there. It's sitting there. No, Swamiji, I'm sitting here, but I'm thinking of my house. What is going to happen? Is there any future? It is thinking. Because we have made that habit. Mind is exactly behaving how we have trained it. Mind doesn't have its own freedom. It exactly behaves how we have trained. And when it is behaving how we have trained, then we are blaming that mind. That is selfishness. We have trained that mind that way. So we can train in the other way too. How we'll train, it is in our hand. It is not the job of the mind. It is how we have trained. Okay? Now going to the past and future is in our hand. We are doing that one. Suppose we don't allow, then it will stay in the present. Just do 5 or 6 times, you'll see next time it will not go.
Asochyan anno sochastam prajnabadam sabhasase.
You are talking like a wise person, but behaving like a fool. Bhagavan told to Arjuna.
Gatasun, gatasun means, sun means life. Asuna means life. Gatasun means from whom life is gone, that means dead.
Agatasun, that means who are not yet dead. Na anusochanti panditha. Surely one day one will leave this body. How much, whether spiritual person or unspiritual, a thief or a sadhu, everybody will leave this body one day. Everybody will leave whatever we have collected all these years, the garbage we have collected in the name of money and chair and table. One day one has to leave. Isn't it? No, Swamiji, I am going to take at least this stool in which I am sitting, I am going to take. No, the stool exactly where it is, it will lie there. We cannot take a single thing. You cannot take a single hair also, we cannot take. No, Swamiji, I will take a purse, I will hide here, and I'll go where I'll go. No. Not a single penny. Everything will be here. Because we have taken loan from here. We cannot take to the other world. Okay? So we'll see this sloka next time more.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Samte 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 Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.